Blackstone Publishing presents An Exposition of Hebrews, Volume 1, by Arthur W. Pink. This book is read by Jim Dennison. Introduction. Before taking up the study of this important epistle, let writer and reader humbly bow before its divine inspirer and earnestly seek from him that preparation of heart which is needed to bring us into fellowship with that one whose person, offices, and glories are here so sublimely displayed. Let us personally and definitely seek the help of that blessed Spirit who has been given to the saints of God for the purpose of guiding them into all truth and taking of the things of Christ to show unto them. In Luke chapter 24, verse 45, we learn that Christ opened the understanding of the disciples that they might understand the Scriptures. May he graciously do so with us. Then the entrance of his words will give light. See Psalm 119, verse 130, and in his light we shall see light. In this opening article, we shall confine ourselves to things of an introductory character, things which it is necessary to weigh ere we take up the details of the epistle. We shall consider its addressees, its purpose, its theme, its divisions, its characteristics, its value, and its writer. Before doing so, let us say that we expect to quote freely from other expositors, and where possible, name them. In some cases, we shall not be able to do so owing to the fact that extensive and long-distance traveling has obliged the writer to break up 5 libraries during the last 20 years. During those years, he has read, and owned most of them, between 30 and 40 commentaries on Hebrews, from which he has made notes in his Bible and taken helpful extracts for his own use when lecturing on this epistle. As most of these commentaries have been disposed of, we can now do no more than make a general acknowledgement of help received from those written by Drs. John Owen, John Gill, Moses Stewart, Andrew Bonner, Griffith Thomas, and Messrs. Pridham, Ridout, and Tucker. Let us now consider 1. Its addressees. In our English Bibles, we find the words, "The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews," as the address. Perhaps some of our readers are not aware that the titles found at the head of the different books of the Bible are not divinely inspired, and therefore are not accounted canonical, as are the contents. No doubt these titles were originated by the early scribes when making copies of the original manuscripts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?